You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, July the 18th. Good to have you along and hope you join in as we talk about water this hour. And not the water that may come out of the skies today and tonight. And my condolences to those of you in southwestern Wisconsin and northeastern Wisconsin. I heard in Terry Bell's news that you got deluged yesterday and last night. Hope you can dry out today, but there are a possibility of storms, especially in southwestern Wisconsin today, but scattered showers expected or possible statewide. We're going to talk, though, not about that kind of water. We're going to talk about the water that comes out of your tap versus the water that you might buy in bottles at the grocery store. And we'll wonder what you think of what appears to be a growing backlash against bottled water, which has increasingly been the beverage of choice for many Americans, one, though, that is now being criticized by some environmental groups and others as a waste of resources. You may have heard when we talked with a guest last week who said that people would be better off in the wallet and the earth would be better off in the long run if more of us would just turn on the tap and stop buying bottled water. And she applauded efforts in the city of New York, where a campaign is getting started to convince people to drink tap water rather than bottled water. And she applauded efforts in other cities that are banning the purchase of bottled water by city agencies like San Francisco and Ann Arbor and others. And then there are the growing number of restaurants that are taking bottled water off the menu in favor of the local tap variety. Many of you agreed with her that hour, and you said that you also avoid bottled water, except a few of you who said that you have problems with the tap water in your local communities. Well, we will hear from a guest with a different perspective this hour, a guest speaking in defense of bottled water. We'll get his response to these new campaigns and new movements against bottled water around the country, and we will welcome your questions for him. And I also will pose the question, do you drink bottled water or not, and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Do you think that bottled water is a nice convenience, and you welcome having it, and you recycle your bottled water, your plastic bottle, so what's the big deal? Or are you convinced by guests like we heard last week who say this is a drain on our resources, all of the resources that it takes to make the plastic bottles and then to transport them to the grocery store? This uses up a lot of fuel and ends up wasting oil and polluting the atmosphere. And then most of those plastic bottles, she said, end up in the landfill, and they're not recycled. And she said that tap water was cheaper and just as good for you and better for the environment. Where do you stand on this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm vamping a little bit because our scheduled guest, Stephen Kay, Vice President of Communications of the International Bottled Water Association, is now not answering his telephone. We contacted him just a few minutes ago. He was on his way up the elevator to his office. We caught him on his cell phone, but now he's not answering his cell phone, so we're not sure what's going on. But we hope that we will make contact with our guest and that he will be able to answer your questions. And if for any reason that's not the case, oh, I see we do. We have found our guest. He has called in. So, yay, we're going to be able to do the hour as planned. But again, we welcome your questions and comments for him. Stephen Kay, Vice President of Communications of the International Bottled Water Association. Good morning.
Good Good morning. I apologize for the delay. It's that lovely Washington, D.C. traffic, so I apologize to you and your listeners.
Well,
that's
okay. I'm glad to have you calling in. We'll maybe get you on our guest line during our weather break, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes. But I'll confess right now, I buy bottled water, not just an occasional bottle from the gas station on a hot day either. I do that too, but I've been buying it in bulk because in part, Madison, my well that serves my house has had some water problems, tap water problems. I'm not alone, am I? I mean, a lot of people buy bottled water, don't they?
Yeah, actually, bottled water in 2003 became the second most consumed packaged beverage behind carbonated soft drinks. And enjoy, a lot of consumers are just like you. They choose bottled water for a number of reasons. We find that bottled water is not necessarily or uniformly a replacement for tap water. Most people choose bottled water as their beverage of choice when they're looking at a grocery store aisle or the cooler at the convenience store, and they have a choice of hundreds or dozens, I should say, many, many packaged beverages. They're choosing bottled water because it doesn't contain calories, caffeine, alcohol, artificial colors, artificial sugars, or sugar or other things that they may want to avoid or moderate. So they're exercising that choice of bottled water as a beverage of choice, or in some cases, you had mentioned your well for some, I don't know if it's a safety or an aesthetic reason, but for some reason, to your personal needs and choices, you choose not to utilize your well water for drinking. Therefore, in many of these cases, many of consumers just like yourself choose bottled water as their drinking water of choice in that kind of situation as well.
Yeah, there were some problems with manganese. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It could make the water brown with flecks floating in it, and it also, though, at high enough levels, could cause some neurological problems, and there was a lot of publicity about efforts to try to fix this problem with the well that serves my neighborhood. But now it's fixed, and now I have to admit I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe I am wasting not only a lot of my own money, but maybe I'm hurting the environment by buying bottled water. What's your response to me if I might cut back on my bottled water use because I think it's hurting the environment?
Well, again, bottled water is a choice, but our environmental challenges in this country and around the globe are much broader than the bottled water issues. Actually, bottled water containers are 100% of bottled water containers are recyclable, and that's where facilities exist. So if there's a concern about litter or waste, these packages should be recycled. If it's a matter of wanting to protect the environment, there are so many things, a comprehensive approach that consumers and businesses can take to protect the environment, and a focus on one narrow segment of the packaged beverage industry and one even more a narrower segment of all of the consumer and industrial goods that utilize energy, that utilize packaging. Mm-hmm. Look, consumers demand the safety and quality of packaged foods and beverages in this country, and bottled water provides that as well. It's a legitimate, highly regulated packaged food product regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I need to jump in because we are at that weather break time, and this is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon, it's John Munson in for Ben Marins for At Issue. And after 5, you can prepare for the future as John talks with a trends expert, the director of the Trends Research Institute, after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about bottled water and getting a different perspective on this issue from Stephen Kay, Vice President of Communications of the International Bottled Water Association. You may recall last week we heard from a guest who said that more of us should can the bottle and turn on the tap, saying that so much bottled water being consumed is not good for the environment, that there's waste of resources in bottling water, and that tap water is just as good for us and less wasteful. She was applauding efforts going on in a number of cities. New York started a campaign recently to convince residents to drink tap water. San Francisco and other cities are banning bottled water in terms of city agencies buying bottled water. And restaurants are taking bottled water off the menu, offering customers tap water instead. What do you think of this? Are you still a bottled water fan, or are you having second thoughts now too, like I am? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Stephen Kay, what's your reaction to the city of New York, for example, starting this campaign, telling residents, hey, forget about bottled water, just turn on your tap water?
Well, I've seen the advertisements, and actually the advertisements are quite good because they promote the attributes of water, of drinking water, and the city of New York certainly has a right and a role in communicating about the positive aspects of New York City tap water. However, we think it's a bit of a problem and confuses consumers to disparage bottled water, as I've seen more in the comments and the media interviews that really take shots at bottled water to try and build the attributes or to promote the tap water. It's really to the bottled water industry, it's not a bottled versus tap kind of world. Bottled water is a packaged beverage regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, as I mentioned earlier, is selected by consumers, by people, as their beverage of choice or as an option to other beverages. So to pit bottled water against tap water really, again, is a disservice to consumers. It can overall, we think, has the overall impact, could discourage consumers, discourage people from choosing to drink water overall. Because, if they're in that grocery store aisle, if they're at the cooler, at the convenience market, and they're making choices, and all they hear is this, frankly, misinformation about bottled water, and we can get into that a little bit later, about its regulation, about its safety, some of these environmental issues, really may discourage consumers from drinking water. So while we applaud the city of New York and San Francisco for the high quality and safe the tap water that they deliver to their consumers, to kind of build this case on the back of bottled water is really a disservice and confuses consumers, because the fact is that bottled water is the standards for bottled water by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration by law. This is not my opinion. This is not my personal viewpoint. By law, the standards for bottled water must be at least as stringent as Environmental Protection Agency standards for public drinking water systems. However, bottled water is a food, and so it's subject to the entire food protection and food safety system, as well as very specific bottled water regulations and standards that deliver the consistent safety, quality, good taste, and convenience. So, really, it's to promote a municipal system by disparaging a legitimate in-demand consumer beverage is to really miss an opportunity to talk about the importance of drinking water and to communicate about the attributes of that water system on its own merits.
I thought the criticism against bottled water was not so much, hey, it's not safe for you to drink it, but that it's wasting resources to bottle it. That the fuel it takes to make the plastic and then to transport it to the grocery store when you can just turn on your tap and there it is.
Well, again, it's not a bottle versus tap world. We're producing a beverage product, a legitimate and in-demand beverage product. So if we're going to look at packaging solutions and transport of packaging, again, consumers demand the safety and convenience of packaged foods and beverages, bottled water included. So if we're going to tackle the resource usage for bottled water, we should really look and take an opportunity to look at resource usage for all packaging, for all food and beverage packaging, and look for solutions in that area. The bottled water industry, in fact, we've continually reduced the amount of plastics and the amount of basically environmental footprint of plastics and resources used to bring our product to market, decreasing the weight of the plastic, using less resources. And again, we, as many industries, are looking for ways to improve our environment, to improve our impact on the environment, and take steps to reduce that impact again. But that is the same as all businesses, and I'll continually go back to focus on one narrow segment of the packaged food and beverage industry is to really miss an opportunity to take a comprehensive approach. Because when I hear the discussion about bottled, and again in the context of bottled versus tap, it confuses consumers to talk about this equivalence or lack or less regulation or less safe, and it really misses the opportunity to take a comprehensive, broad-based view of an all-inclusive approach to environmental stewardship and protection.
Yeah, let me get some callers in on this. Colleen in Manitowoc is with us first. Hi, Colleen.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just saying that in my home I have 5 children, and for many years now we've been reusing the same containers from Rubbermaid, to carry our water out there. They come in pint size and quart size containers, but I also will have a case of bottled water on hand just in case we don't have a handy container that day. Like they're running out the door and they don't have time to fill their bottle or they're not washed or whatever. But as a whole, our family has been taught that it's really important to recycle. Yeah. And I think that's what the main issue is to me, is the recycling. I don't like seeing any containers in the landfill. And I got to say, when I take walks and things in the neighborhood, I live out in the country, I'll see more soda bottles and beer cans and things like that in the ditch than I see a water bottle. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think the recycling is the important part. And as a family, I've taught them that if there's no place to throw the bottle that you're clear it's going to be recycled, we'll bring the bottle back home and recycle it from our home.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Stephen Cade, that's right. The plastic is recyclable. I recycle, and probably every good public radio listener recycles. But our guest said that the bulk of these plastic bottles are in the landfill.
Well, research and data, you know, we base things on research and data, and I hear a lot of opinions, and I've heard a lot of kind of out there stuff about bottled water and its contribution to waste. And the fact is that PET water bottles, those are typically the small on-the-go size water bottled water containers that we see, they are actually not a major part of the waste stream. These bottles accounted for less than 1/3 of 1% of all waste produced in the U.S., and actually recycling rates are growing for these bottles. Improvements in recycling programs such as comprehensive curbside programs, the use of larger recycling carts, and Colleen, I believe her name was, had an excellent point on a number of fronts. Yes, recycle. And that is one of the things that we point to as an industry and some of the partnerships we're involved in, for instance, the National Recycling Partnership, where we're educating consumers about recycling, encouraging and advocating recycling systems and programs in communities. And that's the key thing, that people have to have what we call the opportunity to recycle. They have to have somewhere to recycle that container, and if they're on the go, and Colleen that's an admirable step she takes to hold on to that empty container and recycle it at home. And we, as an industry, as part of the beverage industry, and being recycling advocates ourselves, are working with municipalities and cities and counties and other recycling advocacy groups to increase recycling opportunities for consumers when they're on the go at service stations, in parks, beaches, events, venues, sporting events. So that's the key. That is the key, is recycling. There is absolutely no reason why an empty bottle water container or any consumer packaging that's recyclable should end up in the trash. That's just unconscionable, and that's why we support and advocate comprehensive recycling programs in communities.
I guess we'll have time for the question, but maybe you have to wait for the answer after the news. Gordon in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering if my American Indian ancestors, when they allowed us to mine their lead and zinc in Oklahoma, received an eighth of the profits from the mining. How about the bottled water industry returning to the aquifer an eighth of the profits to that aquifer, to this group which monitors, whether it's a city, county, state, multiple states, so that some of the profit from the using that.
Gordon, we have news coming up from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. We get your point, and I'll ask our guest to address that after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday morning, July the 18th. It's 7:36, and we're talking with a guest this hour who's defending bottled water. And he thinks that the bottled water versus tap water debate is unnecessary and confusing. Talking with him following a spate of stories all over the country. In fact, New York has a campaign going on to convince people to drink tap water and to give up bottled water. Cities like San Francisco and others banning city agencies from using tax money to buy bottled water. A number of restaurants, including some Madison restaurants, taking imported bottled water off the menu and offering patrons tap water instead. Is there anything wrong with bottled water? Do you think bottled water is a waste of resources like our guest last week, or do you enjoy its convenience and its taste and its safety? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Stephen Kay, our guest, Vice President of Communications at the International Bottled Water Association. Just before news time, Stephen Kay, we heard from a caller who, I mean, his main point was that bottled water companies are sucking our groundwater dry to bottle this stuff, and I guess he didn't like that very much. What about that aspect of this debate?
Well, the key aspect of the debate that we should focus on should be based in science. And the science shows, according to a study by the Drinking Water Research Foundation, that annual bottled water production accounts for less than 0.02% of total groundwater withdrawn in the United States. And that is pretty much mirrored what goes on in Wisconsin in the Great Lakes region. The bottled water industry uses minimal amounts of groundwater to produce this important consumer product and does so with great efficiency. And I have to point out, the bottled water industry is just one of thousands of food and beverage and commercial water users. Again, the aquifer, if you want to personify the aquifer or the water resource, doesn't know who that, say, straw belongs to that's utilizing the water. There are many, many users of water, and in fact, in much greater quantities in the bottled water industry. However, we as an industry support a science-based policy that is comprehensive groundwater management policies that are science-based, treat all users equitably, are multi-jurisdictional, consider all users, and consider both the current and future needs of the important resource. So to focus specifically on bottled water production, which, again, the science, the data shows, uses less than 0.02% of total groundwater withdrawn, is, again, to miss an opportunity for comprehensive approaches to science-based groundwater management policies that sustain and protect these resources for use by communities, for uses by industries, because, again, virtually every consumer product, I can't think of one product that doesn't use water in production or as an ingredient. And, again, to focus specifically on this infinitesimal sliver of the water usage is to miss a comprehensive opportunity to really create science-based policies that manage and protect and sustain these water resources.
Claire in Germantown, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, good morning. I live in Germantown, but in the winter I go to Greenville, Florida. That's way north, almost in Georgia. And Nestle's Chocolate came there and said, oh, we'll give you all these good jobs. And now they take water out of the Suwannee River, a wonderful spring there. And only one person has this excellent job of managing all the computers and everything. And what does your guests think about this? I don't think they should take all this water out of Florida. There's much opposition to it. Thank you.
All right. Well, there was opposition in Wisconsin, too, a few years back. Stephen Kay, I guess you just kind of addressed that. You're saying that the bottled water industry is not draining the Suwannee River dry either.
Now, again, bottled water companies are subject to the same permitting, licensing, and water use rights and responsibilities as other commercial or industrial users of water resources in a community. So, again, that same statistic holds true for Florida as it does on the national basis, is that using less than 0.02% of the groundwater. Again, it's all based in science. The hydrological cycle, the water geology in this country is well mapped, well understood, and we support efforts to map and understand and measure water resources and create sustainable water use policies. But again, as long as they treat all users equitably, are comprehensive in nature, and consider all the users, again, rather than focusing on one specific user, in our case, the bottled water industry.
Talk a little bit about I've been saying that our guest last week was talking about what a waste of resources this was. Specifically, San Francisco Mayor Newsom said that the bottled water industry has been profound, that American consumers purchase in 1 year, the amount of plastic water bottles that they purchase in 1 year requires more than 47 million gallons of oil and the equivalent of 1 billion pounds of carbon dioxide that is released into the atmosphere.
Well, again, I don't know where these statistics come from and how they're specifically related to bottled water. I would just point out that bottled water is a legitimate use of resources. It is a regulated food product that, similar to other users of resources, is indeed utilizing resources to package and deliver the convenience, safety, and quality of its product, much the same way that thousands of other beverage and food products do. To single in on a subjective view of bottled water as being any less environmentally friendly or having more of a negative impact on the environment than other users is to really, again, miss the opportunity to have an all-inclusive approach. If we're going to look at packaging, if we're going to look at bottled water packaging, we really need to expand the view to all consumer packaging, because all consumer packaging would use the same resources in its production, and bottled water being a beverage of choice. If there's a subjective view about bottled water being, whether it's valid or whether it's important or necessary, again, those are subjective opinions.
Yeah.
However, obviously, right. Millions of consumers, as your caller earlier stated, and yourself, choose bottled water for a variety of reasons, and to discourage that choice, trying to separate out this one beverage product from all the other users of a resource, it's really miss a comprehensive opportunity for environmental stewardship, sustainability, and protection of the environment.
Yeah, I certainly get what you're saying, but on the other hand, you could make the argument that I can't make my own cola drink at home, but I can turn on the tap water. That it's wasteful because this product, this water, is not something that we need to be doing all this energy consumption packaging, because it is so readily available in our homes.
Again, it's a choice, and if consumers want to drink their water from their public drinking water system at home or carry around a container with them to fill up on the go, that is indeed a choice. However, consumers are choosing bottled water as a beverage choice when they're on the go over and above other beverages because it doesn't contain some of the calories or ingredients that they may want to avoid or moderate, or they, such as yourself with your earlier challenges or problems with your well, there may be challenges to the aesthetic or safety challenges to either a private well or temporary disruptions to a public water system that lead consumers to choose bottled water.
Yeah. Some of the bottled water that we're buying is just our tap water anyway, isn't it?
Well, some bottled waters are indeed sourced from municipal water systems. However, they are, I have to add, are legitimate and recognized sources by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for bottled water production. However, these are then produced and bottled in a food facility subject to FDA food and state food and bottled water regulations, packaged in sanitary conditions, packaged in a sanitary safety sealed tamper-evident containers, and again subject to the specific bottled water and food regulations that help protect our entire food supply. And the key thing is that when these products, when these waters are sourced from a municipal water source, the key thing is that they're typically further purified. And so that's building on the already stringent standards of EPA for that system, the safety of that product, and the good job that the local water system does in providing that water. But then it's further processed or treated to build on and enhance the safety of that product. So I think that's a key thing that people, when they're talking about this, it certainly is not literally just tap water in a bottle. Again, it's typically further purified, and it's in a sanitary container, sanitary food-grade filling conditions, and subject to FDA food and bottled water regulations. And again, it's really about choice. And you know, bottled water is a product that's driven by choice. Bottled water is one of, if not the least advertised of food and beverage products. Mm-hmm. So consumers are making these decisions on their own. They're not being advertised and manipulated and swayed by marketing and advertising. Again, consumers are choosing this product that is really the least advertised of all our food and beverage products because consumers want water in their diet, whether it's from the public drinking water system, whether it's filtered, or whether it's bottled water, and they recognize the importance of water.
Time to see if we're going to get some rain in our weather forecast, and then we'll continue talking about bottled water. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, July the 18th. Coming up, John McCain was a shining star in the 2000 presidential campaign, was considered the front runner when the 2008 presidential race got underway, but now his star seems to be falling. We'll find out why, talk with our guest, and wonder what you think after 8 o'clock. We're talking about bottled water with a guest from the International Bottled Water Association, Stephen Kay, Vice President of Communications, telling us why bottled water is still a great choice for a beverage, even though we are seeing somewhat of a backlash against the bottled water industry in recent weeks, with some environmental groups and others, including cities, saying that bottled water is a waste of resources and people should just turn on the tap instead. Our next caller is Mark in Lake Geneva. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, just had a question as a industry whole. How much water, there's a lot of discussion about draining the aquifers or tapping into these springs. But if you look in the back of a lot of the bottles that are out there, a lot of it comes from municipal sources. And I'm wondering, as an industry, if there's a percentage, how much actually comes from, reverse osmosis through municipal sources, which you were just kind of hitting on, or how much actually does come out of the aquifer or a spring source?
Do you know, Stephen Kay?
The majority of bottled water sold in the United States is from a natural source, such as a groundwater or artesian source. About 30% of bottled water is municipal source or purified water that, again, follows the same procedures as I mentioned earlier. All of it is subject to FDA standards and regulations for safety, quality, etc. So I believe along rough lines that is the breakdown. The majority of bottled water, though, in the U.S. sold is the and consumed is spring water from a natural source.
Thank you, Mark. John in Mequon is with us now. Hi, John.
Hi, Joy. My question related to your guest's question about why water is being singled out for the container. Well, water is my drink of choice, and whether I drink it from the tap or out of a bottle, I'm going to drink the same amount. So the depletion of the product isn't an issue, but that water is the only beverage of choice that one has the option of getting out of a tap or out of a bottle. You can't get cola, you can't get beer out of your tap in your house. So I go back to the recycle. That is my problem. The 0.3% of the landfill that is water bottles, how many tons is that we have to deal with? I think one ton is one ton too many.
Stephen Kay?
I would agree. I would agree that of any packages that should be and could be recycled that find their way to the waste stream, it is a waste. So that's why we bolster and support and advocate recycling not only in the home but on the go, and to create those recycling opportunities for consumers and people when they're on the go or they're at events or they're at the beach or the park. And so that is critical. That is the key, is to increase recycling, educate consumers, and have consistent recycling messages so there's not confusion about what can be recycled, where it can be recycled, how it can be recycled, just so long as it does get into the recycling system, whatever system is in place.
Thanks to John. Beverly in Madison is with us now. Hi, Beverly.
Hi. Recycling of that plastic is not very efficient, and it is, after all, derived from petroleum. I suggest that restaurants and whoever else wants to pass legislation refuse to serve any of the beverages that come in that plastic. In addition, In California, 15 years ago, there was found to be one spring water bottle in plastic that contained lethal amounts of fluorine if one were to drink it every day.
I'm sorry.
The minerals on the bottle, the minerals contained in the water, and one of them was fluorine.
Fluorine was in some bottled water, is what
no,
you're saying?
No, it was a natural part of it. Minerals are part of the selling part of many bottled waters.
Yeah, and your point for our guest is?
That the naturally occurring minerals in this particular water were lethal if one were to drink some every day.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to add that I'm not familiar with that specific incident, but bottled water being regulated, I think she mentioned California. Bottled water is regulated as a food product both in California and by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. There are very specific standards in place to help protect, to help ensure the safety and quality of this product, including, I don't know if you mentioned fluorine or fluoride, but there are indeed some bottled waters that contain fluoride, and being a food product, it's subject to food labeling regulations under, we're all familiar with the Nutrition Facts Panel. There are very specific regulations for limits on fluoride in particular. If minerals are added to or present in a bottled water product, there are labeling regulations that help inform consumers. And if consumers have a question about their specific brand of bottled water, there is contact information on a label that consumers should utilize to contact and get either specific or general information about that product. Again, being a food product, if something is either adulterated, dangerous, or suspected to be harmful to human health, being a food product, it's subject to the recall measures that help protect consumers as they apply to our entire food supply.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a comment on restaurants should not use plastic bottles for anything.
Well, I would just comment that bottled water is just one of the thousands of products provided in packaging to restaurants, so for them to narrow in specifically on bottled water is to miss a comprehensive approach. And again, we would support the recycling of these containers, whether they're bottled water, wine, soft drinks, or the other packaging that is part of the supply chain to the restaurant industry.
Yeah, was it your group that was, criticizing the restaurant industry as being a little bit hypocritical in banning bottled water over ecological reasons when they still serve maybe imported wine from France that costs a lot of money to ship over here?
I don't recall making the specific statements, but that does raise a good point. Again, we don't look at, we don't take the view of, hey, don't look at us, look at them. You know, we're part of the entire food supply chain, the beverage supply chain to restaurants. So the only thing I would go back to is instead of kind of the converse, instead of just looking at bottled water, many products are indeed bottled and imported and shipped around the world, including bottled water, and there are distinct attributes of the imported brands that add to the cuisine or the restaurant experience and the choice of why people go to a restaurant to begin with. But I don't believe we would take the tact of criticizing other food products because, again, we believe that everything it's an all-inclusive, comprehensive approach, and rather than a narrow focus, if we really want to get to the root of planet sustainability and going green, if you will.
Yeah. An email from Stephen says that you are misusing scientific statistics when you are greenwashing your industry by saying only 2/100ths of the available water supply is tapped for bottled water. He says that's true and it's spread over the entire national grid, but the problem must be considered locally where the effects of draining down a local resource are felt.
Again, based in science, and I think if you're talking about the Great Lakes region, if you're familiar with Annex 2001, which is a compact of the eight Great Lakes states and two Canadian territories, a study by the International Joint Commission that was taken for the Annex 2001 effort showed that actually the Great Lakes Basin is a net importer, imports into the Great Lakes region more bottled water than it exports. So again, I'm not trying to greenwash anything. I'm just trying to share the facts, the data, and that's where decisions and policies have to be arrived at, not greenwashing, not whitewashing, just the facts and the data, a multi-jurisdictional way, and that is right. The aquifer is not literally a tube that goes down underneath one well or source. It spreads over several jurisdictions, and that's why science, data, a multi-jurisdictional comprehensive, all-inclusive view and policymaking is really the key to protecting and sustaining resources.
Nicholas and Watoma, we're almost out of time.
Yes. Hello to both of you. I believe that bottled water is actually a fad. It's a status symbol, and it reminds me of the pet rock we had years back, whereas bottled water is the pet rock of the 2000s.
Yeah. Do you think that, Stephen Kay?
No, I think bottled water, as I mentioned earlier, is a choice, as a beverage choice, and people are more conscious. They're looking for low, no-cal, no-carb beverages and foods, either in whole or to moderate. And so bottled water, people want water in their diet. They understand the importance of drinking water, and they're making bottled water either their only drink choice for drinking water or, more typically, one of part of their mix of drinking water and beverage choices. So, you know, to call it a fad, I mean, that's, again, back to opinion and a subjective viewpoint, and that's somebody's right, and somebody's right to choose or not to choose it. I personally chose in those days not to carry a pet rock, and people may choose to have a bottle of water for the many reasons that they do.
Yeah, I didn't have one either. Stephen Kay, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for the opportunity.
Stephen Kay, Vice President of Communications of the International Bottled Water Association. Thanks to Christina Taylor. She produced this hour and was on-air producer as well. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.